Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. This is Vanessa Beale here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I just wanted to let you guys know that we had petty euthanasia yesterday.
Oh, Vanessa, I'm so sorry.
No,
that's really awful.
Yeah. We had to go.
He just wasn't improving.
Yeah, he's just getting worse.
Oh.
And we took him to the North Lakes emergency vet yesterday.
Yeah.
But they don't really do birds. So I don't know. Because we had Elsa put down at the Brisbane bird vet on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So that was a bit, I think that was a bit better.
Yeah.
I kind of liked the way they did it so much.
Yeah.
At this place. I won't talk about it now. I just wanted to let you guys know.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for letting us know. And it was really awful to go through. I'm so sorry.
I know. Brock said that there was maybe an idea to do like a post-mortem on Peggy.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to check how much it costs because we probably want to get him cremated. And I don't know if my husband's that keen about the post-mortem, but I was thinking it might maybe be a good thing, but...
Yeah,
I don't know. But
to get
I just
some
thought,
answers sort of thing.
Maybe. It's not too expensive. It all depends.
It is a bit. It's $300 for the post-mortem, and that's for the vet to take some slight, like they have a thorough look through everything.
Okay.
That doesn't include sending any specimens away. So I guess like if they found something suspicious, that required further investigation through one of the laboratories, he'd give you a ring, let you know, and then we'd send that away for further testing. But they do sort of all microscopic examination of all their findings and everything at the time as well. So if there was anything to indicate that they could find without having to send anything away, then yeah.
Okay, so 300, and would you guys do it there or not?
We do it here, yeah.
Oh, okay, so we're going to figure him out.
Okay. And I could do it today.
Okay, I have to check with my husband first. Cause
check with,
So Pecky's at the other North Lakes vet. Which I have to fetch him and bring him to you, or how would that work?
Because we won't be able to get him.
You won't be able to fetch him. Okay, and how does that look when you... is it all in a box or?
They would have him wrapped.
Okay.
If you call them and let them know, the only thing is that I just have to check with the vet because if he's they keep them in a freezer afterwards.
Yeah.
And that can sometimes affect the results of a post-mortem.
Okay.
So I just want to check with him before telling you to go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll have to check with my husband what he thinks. Not really.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd find out about it a bit first.
Yeah. Can I pop you on hold? Dr. Boss is in a consult, but he'll be just one moment, and then I can find out.
Okay. Thanks.
That's okay.
Thank you for calling the Exotic Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently...
Hey Vanessa, thanks so much for holding. I'm Dr. Brock Monsignor.
Sure.
Can I give you a ring back? He just wanted to have a bit of a chat to you.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Alrighty, that's okay. So don't talk to your husband just yet. He'll have a chat to you first.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Okay.
That's okay. All right.
Okay, bye.